Welcome, everybody, to Cincinnati. Thank you, everybody, for coming down today. We have people today, let's hear you in the back, from Traverse City. We got people who came down today from Detroit. We got people who drove from across northern Michigan and across our whole state to be here today with our Attorney General. We'd also like to welcome some of the tribal leadership of the Little Traverse Bay Band who have joined us here today. Their treaty rights are risked by this pipeline as much as the rights of our state to protect our water are risked by this pipeline. Today you're going to hear from Andrea Pierce, an LTBB tribal citizen and policy manager for the Michigan Environmental Justice Coalition. You're also going to hear from Sierra Club, yeah, for Andrea. You're also going to hear from Sierra Club National Board Member David Holtz. And before I introduce them and invite them up, I'd like to invite up somebody who has kept solidarity with our efforts to shut down Line 5 since the day she was elected and since even before that. Somebody who has fought this tenaciously in court all the way to the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals. And we stand here today in solidarity with Attorney General Nessel, who has always stood in solidarity with us. So without further ado, Attorney General of Michigan, Dana Nessel.
Thank you so much, Sean. My apologies to everybody for coming to Ohio and wearing these very unfortunate colors. Just so it's clear where we stand, can I get a go blue?
Go blue!
And for the purposes of the NCAA tournament, can I get a go green?
Go green!
You're supposed to say go white after that, but we have school spirit, we definitely do, and we love every state of Michigan, and that's kind of why we're here today. So thank you all so much for joining us here in Cincinnati at the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit as my department's team takes on our long awaited next steps in the lawsuit to shut down Line 5 once and for all. And thank you so much to MEJC, the Sierra Club, the Oil and Water Don't Mix Coalition, and everybody else for inviting me down here to speak with you. So, story time, looking back on it now, it feels like literally a million years ago, but one of the very first actions that I took in office back in 2019 was to sue Enbridge Energy, challenging the legality of the Line 5 pipelines in the Straits of Mackinac. And our lawsuit alleged that the 1953 easement that purports to authorize the placement of the pipelines in the Straits was not valid because it violated the public trust doctrine, and that the presence of the pipeline in the Straits violates Michigan's Environmental Protection Act, and it constitutes a public nuisance. Yeah. Now, my position is that the 1977 Transit Pipelines Treaty with Canada has no impact on this case because it does not prevent, and indeed it expressly allows, state government authorities to enforce environmental protection laws and to regulate pipeline companies. Translation, your state government is responsible for enforcing environmental protections in the interests of conservation and the protection of our state's natural resources, and we must be allowed to enforce these protections in our state courts, period. This is a Michigan case brought in state court under state law on behalf of the good people of the state of Michigan. But unfortunately, Enbridge has managed to delay justice for over 3 years by playing procedural games. Enbridge voluntarily litigated this matter in state court for well over a year. And in fact, Enbridge asked the state court judge to issue a final decision in this case back in 2020. But then, after the state court judge ordered the pipelines, remember, to be temporarily shut down after an anchor strike that same year, Enbridge decided that it would prefer a different forum. Enbridge improperly remove this case to federal court. The federal trial trial court judge denied our motion to send the case back to state court, but now the Sixth Circuit Federal Court of Appeals has taken this very rare step of granting our request for an interlocutory appeal, and we are here today for the Sixth Circuit to hear arguments on just that and to decide whether to send the case back to state court, and we hope that they will do just that. Here's the bottom line, folks. Our environment, our natural resources are counting down towards their expiration date. We do not have time to continue along as the way we've been going. Line 5 runs along the bottomlands of the Straits of Mackinac at depths of up to 270 feet below the surface, and that is to say that this over 70-year-old pipeline is situated smack dab in the middle of one of the most fragile, unique, precious ecosystems in not just the state of Michigan, but I would argue all of the United States of America. Our Great Lakes house over a fifth of the global fresh water supply. And charged with the stewardship of these invaluable resources, we will not sit idly by. Enbridge has a long, sordid history of illegal releases of oil from its pipelines, including several from Line 5 itself over the years, as well as the largest inland oil spill in United States history from Line 6B, which, as we know, contaminated the Kalamazoo River and Talmadge Creek back in 2010. A release from Line 5 in the Straits of Mackinac would be nothing short of catastrophic. It would do devastating, irreparable harm to the ecosystems and economies so reliant upon the signature pure Michigan beauty of Lake Michigan and Lake Huron for commerce, for recreation, and so much more. The cleanup costs would depend on the severity of the release, but would almost certainly be well into the billions of dollars. And who here thinks that Enbridge is never gonna pay for that? We know they're not. As Michigan's Attorney General, I will always fight to protect the Great Lakes from the threat of pollution caused by those who put their own profits above our priceless natural resources. Irrespective of the outcome of today's hearing, our next step will be to ask the judge, whether it be state or federal, to rule on the motion for summary disposition that I filed all the way back in 2020, which has been held up in limbo while Enbridge tries forum shopping to the most favorable court it can find. Ultimately, this is a Michigan case brought under Michigan law by Michigan's chief law enforcement officer on behalf of the people of the state of Michigan, on behalf of our Great Lakes, and it belongs in a Michigan court. Yeah. And as I look over all of you who came down here today, I am so proud of how far we've come, both literally and figuratively. The persistence that all of you have shown, your devotion to cross state lines and even come to Ohio just to express support for our team means the world to me today. Thank you, all of you, for being here. And now I got to take off and watch our team from the Department of Attorney General kick some ass in court. But you're probably not supposed to say that, but I think that's exactly what's going to happen. They've worked really hard. I know that they're going to do an amazing job. We have the law on our side. We have the facts on our side. We have justice on our side, don't we? Anyway, Sean, thank you so much for inviting me to be here. I know you have some more speakers lined up, but let's get it done, guys.
Let's hear it one more time for Attorney General Dana Nessel. All right, our next speaker today also came all the way down this morning from Michigan, a tribal member of the Little Traverse Bay Band and policy manager for Michigan Environmental Justice Michigan Environmental Justice Coalition, Andrea Pierce.
Ani, hello everybody. Let me put this up a little bit. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, good, 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 because I want to be heard. What's the day, Kwe and Dishikas? Wakanaka single dawa nadojabam, wakwa nadodam. I am from the Bear Clan. My job is to protect the forest, and that's what we're here for, okay? We're going to protect and make sure the water is safe, the woods are safe, my community is safe, our communities are safe, our water is safe. And how do we do that? We're going to have to get rid of Enbridge. So I do want to welcome everybody. We all came from far distances. We all drove miles, hundreds of miles to be here because this is important. And I want everybody to remember, this is World Water Week. This is happening during World Water Week, so take note of that. I am just so excited to be here and that we finally got to this place where we're gonna go to court on this and rule whether or not this comes back to Michigan, because this is ours. We elected Dina Nessel to take this to court for us. We made this an issue. The president's candidates knew about Line 5 for the first time in the last elections. This is what we did as voters, as people, as human beings. We are doing everything that we can to stop this Enbridge Corporation, who, by the way, yes, did have the largest oil spill in our state. And they have been running illegally for the last 3 years because our governor evoked their easement. So they are trespassing on our lands and our water. They are trespassing. And they are still operating, making all this money illegally. And we should not even be considering a tunnel in this area with a company that is doing such heinous work with us. It's a 70-year-old pipeline, 70. It was supposed to be, what, done in 45 years? And now we're over 70 years later in an area that should never have had a pipeline built under, should never have been built in our Great Lakes, never. And for what? So that we are a shortcut for Canadian profits. Is that what we want? Do we want to be a shortcut for Canadian profits? So now we're going to fight. We're going to fight Enbridge, and it started in Michigan, and it's going to end in Michigan. That is why we have Dina Nessel fighting for us, her and her team. This is going to be in Michigan courts, not in federal courts. And we need to shut down Line 5 now.
All right, let's hear it for Andrea Pierce.
Shut it down! Yeah. Shut it down! Shut it down! Shut it down!
Next up, we have from the National Board of the Sierra Club and the Oil and Water Don't Mix Steering Committee, David Holtz.
Thanks, Sean. As Sean mentioned, I'm here on behalf of Sierra Club, representing the National Board of Directors and Sierra Club. And behind me is our Ohio director, Erica Copeland, who's joined us. And, you know, I'm here because we're here to stand with Attorney General Dina Nessel in her fight to protect the Great Lakes from a catastrophic oil spill and their dangerous Line 5 pipeline. By closing America's most dangerous crude oil pipeline, we can protect our Great Lakes, our drinking water, the health of our communities, and support the transition to clean energy. Today's court hearing is a critical moment in a long, long legal battle, way too long. And what we've learned through years and years is that Enbridge cannot be trusted. They have been trespassing on the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Reservation in Wisconsin since 2013. And they are responsible, as the Attorney General said, Dana Nessel said, for the largest inland oil spill in history, in North American history. Michigan residents, I'm from Michigan, remember when Enbridge spilled 1 million gallons in Kalamazoo. Line 5 itself has failed more than 30 times, spilling at least 1.1 million gallons of oil. Enbridge has paid more than $283 million in fines for violating laws, including $11 million 2 years ago for polluting wetlands and waters at 12 different Minnesota locations. Line 5 is an aging, deteriorating, dangerous pipeline. It poses catastrophic risks to treaty-protected lands, valuable freshwater sources, and farmlands. A pipeline failure in the heart of the Great Lakes threatens the drinking water of 40 million people. Every day, Line 5 continues to operate, puts the entire region at risk. It is a ticking time bomb. Attorney General Nessel standing up to Big Oil, standing up to Enbridge, and putting the people of Michigan and the Great Lakes region and the country ahead of wealthy companies' corporate profits. We all stand here today, everyone behind us and everyone throughout the region, with Attorney General Nessel in her commitment to protecting our Great Lakes. And now we're going to head toward the courtroom and we're going to watch justice finally come for the Great Lakes and the people of Michigan.
Yes, thank you, David. So, in conclusion, and I guess I didn't start with introducing myself. I'm Sean McBrady. I'm the Michigan Director for Clean Water Action and the Campaign Coordinator for Oil and Water Don't Mix. And thank you. So we're here today because Attorney General Nessel is fighting across the street here in the Sixth Circuit. But in a larger sense, we're here today because over a decade ago, people in Michigan started a movement. Because in the wake of the Kalamazoo oil spill, we said enough was enough. Because after Enbridge spilled 1 million gallons into a river, we realized the incomparable damage they could do to the Great Lakes with an oil spill in the Straits of Mackinac, which would forever change the face of Lake Michigan and Lake Huron. We've built a tenacious movement that has fought this through every level of government, starting out with local resolutions against the pipeline. We've fought this in the state government under the Snyder administration, and now we're fighting this. On the national level. We're working to bring this back to state courts, but at the same time, it's important that we remember that President Joe Biden can act today to shut down this pipeline. He can revoke the presidential permit for Line 5. Doing so, he would be protecting the Great Lakes, and he'd be showing the world how seriously he takes the climate crisis. So while we're here, hoping for success in court, we know that today won't be the last day either way. And we know that President Biden has the power to change the equation here. So we ask him to do that. Thank you all for joining us. Now we're going to head to court. Thank you.
You'll need an eye if you want to try to get in the court.